I promise I am totally done with embarrassments. I'm not saying anymore. Hata nikizipata kama ziko, junajua kuna ingine moja nilikumbuka, sizisemi tena. For the sake of someone who asked me to stop saying this embarrassment. Sasa hizo nimeachana nazo. Anyway, the life of saying, of speaking life into your life. The beauty of speaking life into your life. Learn to speak beauty and life into your life. I hope it makes sense. Welcome to another episode of It Pricked, It's a Rose. By yours truly, none other than Doris Wanyagi, a lover of roses and dandelions. So in today's episode, I have quite a lot I want to say, but I'll start off by retaking the words I've said in the beginning. So I've said you learn to speak life into your life. The beauty of speaking life into your life. What is this? So I've been saying about traveling, my podcast of traveling, everything I've been talking about, London, Costa Rica, the other one. I even said I'll make a bucket list of the places I want to travel to. Then I'll share my experiences once I travel. So imagine, without many plans, without anything majorly being done by me, I was involved in an activity to go to Nairobi National Park for a game drive and an event. So we went, me and my friends, a few friends of mine, collected ourselves, united ourselves, met, woke up early, met at a certain meeting point, then proceeded to Nairobi National Park. So I hope you're noting that this is the same person who had talked about traveling and said in the previous podcast, talked about travelish. So this is it. So that I think I was seeing that maybe I'm taking too minor of a detail to be a big thing, but this is how I count my wins. So I had talked about me wanting to travel, and this came to me. So I want to share with you the experience what went down at Nairobi National Park, what was my experience like, and how it was it. This is definitely the beginning. Because guys, I had promised that I would do another episode. In fact, I had already prepared a different topic, totally different, away from travel. But because this one happened, I decided first to do this one so that I might go back to the other one that I had planned. Because the content ain't going anywhere, it's still there. So basically, that is what we'll talk about in this episode. So welcome, sit back, take a cup of coffee, tea, whatever, and listen to me. Okay, so I'll start off. I've already talked about us meeting. We did proceed to Nairobi National Park, and then we were picked by a bus, taken to a station, and then that is why we were briefed. So we were told, this is an event to save and protect wildlife, that is to save Nairobi National Park. As you know, it is the only park in a city in Africa. There's no other like Nairobi National Park. No lies, it's unique its own way. So apparently there's some invasive plants that have come to the park and now have decided that we shall overtake this park. This park shall be overtaken, and now these guys have decided that they can't allow it, the plants to overtake it, because why? A lot of animals depend on the park, and should they be allowed to invade and overtake the park, it means that a lot of things will be destroyed. You know, the plants are the producers. So from the producers, see, you guys know the food chain. So from the producers is where we move by up to the animals. That is why you get to, even you're seeing the carnivores, the herbivores. So these a food chain. So should any part of the food chain be broken, it means that the rest won't be okay. So that is what they're trying to protect. So there is this plant by name Parthenium hystephorus, and then there is the other one, a Sodom apple, and then there is I don't remember the other one, but it's some plant that I've always seen in my life forever and ever. The plant has some beautiful flowers. and has some thorns. If you handle badly, it will prick you. But they have some small black things that I used to eat as a child. I'm not sure if they should be eaten. I know myself, probably I was eating and they're not supposed to be eaten, but that plant. So even the Parthenium, this is what now they're saying is so dangerous. So but apparently, Parthenium, a single Parthenium plant can pour 13,000 seeds. So that means 13,000 seeds from one plant, that is another 13,000 plants. So that is why they're trying to remove it at an early stage, because they say if that is one plant that has that capability, how many more does it take to overtake the pack? Very few. So that was it. So that was the activity. So we got there, we started, we were taught, we were given then the protective gear, were given some hard gloves. So that means your hands won't be damaged, like hazita umia. And then we are given reflectors, because we are told, remember, this is Nairobi National Park. Alafu, it was that interior part of the game drive, that interior part where you're taken for game drive when you go to Nairobi National Park. So we were given protective gears, that is the gloves and the reflector. So reflector is to ensure that you're seen wherever you are. But then we are told you're not allowed to go interior. Reason being, there are all kinds of snakes, especially I remember one guard told us the park has cobras, so it won't be a wonder should you find a cobra. Yulishtua wasichana, misiku scream. Me, I would have wanted to see just that we keep our distances. You snake, keep your distance. I'll keep my distance, but I want to see. I mean, nani ataki kuona? At least you have a story to tell what you saw. So when we started our activity, we were all uprooting and putting down. Then they would come later to collect them. There was this lady doctor. So the lady doctor was saying that you're supposed to uproot from the root bottom. Otherwise, should you not do that, it means that you've not done anything. You've just paused the growth for a while, but then it will continue. So you're supposed to uproot the babies and the mothers and the grandfathers and all those plants. So we started on a very high note. We were very excited. So there was a lot of cool guys. We had gone with a lot of cool guys. So the stories were lit. So it was okay. So I met also a couple of friends, some who were so passionate about environment. So passionate. I think even my passion in all the things I do not reach that level. This girl, she's so passionate about environment. So passionate. Then they were having nice conversations about microplastics, the way even dispensers, we take water that is eating plastic, the way the moment you realize how many types of plastics you feed on a daily basis, you'll be like, wow, shit, I don't want anymore. I loved the kind of conversations that were in that day, that were in that place, with the kind of people I was. Like, it was people, thinking people, think alike people, I think. Yeah, so it was good. So then, moving on swiftly, we started getting tired. The sun was getting hot. We tried to do a challenge by a certain song. Then it was not possible. It backfired. Then we proceeded. Then, I was saying about that doctor. Oh, she was so strict on guys, but it was all good. So the activity was done. That is uprooting of Parthenium asterophorus. Then we proceeded, we were taken back by the bus. Oh, before I forget, before being taken back, we saw some beautiful giraffes from afar, buffaloes, antelopes. Like, then the guard was saying at him, just take care. Know that when it got to noon, know that these are the feeding hours. So take care, you're not the food of a lion. So we didn't get to see any lion. Then we were told that a lion had escaped the previous night to Langata Barracks Road. It was seen standing in the middle of the highway at night. So the guards did not sleep that night. They had to go and catch it. So then there were these nice fruits. At first I was scared. They are berries, kind of berries. So my mom told me they are called, the tree is called Makuyu. The tree is called Mkuyu. Then at that place, we didn't get to establish the English or Kiswahili name. Guys only knew the Maasai name, of which I also didn't get. I came to find people eating. Then I'm like, isn't it neno munakula? So they are kind of milkish. So when you're given, you're kind of afraid. So they were like, kula, kula, eat, eat, kula, tu ata simbaya nitamu. I first licked the milk. I was like, milk ata si tamu, imatunda si mzuri. Then I was like, no, kula yote, kula tu, kula tu. So I took the first one, and that was the end for me, because I started eating and eating and eating, and now I became the worst eater of the berries. We even went to a point to go inside. Then we were telling the guard, we want to go inside and get the berries. Then he's like, so as long as I'm seeing you and you are seeing me, you can go. Then so you remember you had been told not to go too far interior. So it wasn't too far, but we were pricked just a little by the thorns of that tree, but we ate the fruits. I personally enjoyed. I ate a lot. By the time guys are seated there, the sun is like no one's business. They are hungry. I have a lot of berries in my stomach. So we proceeded. So then we were taken by the bus when we thought we were satisfied. Then the sun was up too much. We could not continue. We were also tired. We were taken back to the bus to have lunch. That is, the meeting station was where what happened, where ivory was burnt in 2015. So you remember the large ivory that was burnt back in 2015, the activity that I think guys had been invited, because I remember I wanted to go, but I watched it on television. I don't know where I didn't go, but I don't remember if guys were invited, but it was so iconic. Then Kenyans were all like, mbona mnachoma? Mbona mnachoma kabla muuze hizo mapesa zote? But the logic of it is that you're trying to discourage. Okay, the act has already happened, so guys are wondering, why are you still burning? Because the act already happened, the elephant already died. But the iconic activity of burning the ivory is to discourage ivory and to show that you're not in support of the cutting of ivory and selling. Because I think should they have sold it and not burn it, it would have shown that yes, they're in support of selling, so you can continue killing the elephants, killing all animals that have ivory, and continue selling. Because why would you tell us not to sell, yet the one you caught, you sold, and you expect us not to kill more and sell the ivory? So that is, I think, the logic they had. The same thing that applies with burning of bang. I think it's the same pouring down of illicit brew. It's the same that they show that they are not in support. That is why we see it being burnt and being poured down. So should they say, "Ati, this is already made, this is already ready, so we're not in any, why go a loss, yet it already happened, let us sell it, then the money used to do good." Yeah, the money can be used to do good, but it would show the people doing it, it is okay, you just continue. If they catch you, they also sell, so you continue selling. Yeah, so that is it. So then from that point, I was good people, good vibes, a lot of pictures, people had fun, people made friends. I personally made a lot of friends, made a lot of contacts, and it was a good day. So that was my travel to Nairobi National Park, my first vlog on YouTube about travel. So I still plan to do many others, many more still to come on both sides. I'll still update them here, that is in my podcast, but I'll do a proper vlog on YouTube. So guys, thank you for listening to me. That has been me at Nairobi National Park. uprooting Parthenium hystephorosa. Yours truly, none other than Doris Onyagia. Thank you for listening to It Pricked, It's a Rose. Until next episode, from me, it's bye-bye and take care. Thank you.